This is Akashvani, the news read by Apugapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the government's top most priority is to ensure that the poorest of the poor receive the best medical treatment. He said, crores of people are benefiting from free medical treatment under the Ayushman Bharat scheme. The Prime Minister was speaking after laying the foundation stone of Madhav Netralaya Premium Center at Nagpur in Maharashtra. He also highlighted the importance of Jan Aushadhi Kendras, where poor and middle-class citizens can access affordable medicines. Later, the PM also visited the Solar Defense and Aerospace Limited's munition facility in Nagpur. He inaugurated the newly built 1,250-meter-long and 25-meter-wide airstrip for unarmed aerial vehicles, UAVs, and the live munition and warhead testing facility to test the loitering munition and other guided munitions. PM Modi during Mann Ki Baat today highlighted the challenge of textile waste, saying that it has become a major cause of worry for the entire world. Addressing the nation on Akashvani, Modi expressed concern over a finding that only less than 1% of textile waste is recycled into new clothes. He said India is the third country in the world where the maximum textile waste is generated. However, he noted that many commendable efforts are being undertaken in India to deal with this challenge. Speaking about water harvesting, the Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that works related to water harvesting and water conservation have gained new momentum in many states. The Prime Minister advised students to take up a hobby and do constructive things during their summer vacation. Modi asked organizations, schools and social institutions organizing such summer activities to share their programs with the hashtag MyHolidays. Union Home and Cooperative Minister Amit Shah today dedicated to the nation and laid the foundation stone of several development projects and schemes worth over 800 crore rupees in Bihar. Speaking on the occasion, Shah praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi for establishing a dedicated Ministry of Cooperation, emphasizing the sector's growth after 75 years of independence. The minister was addressing the gathering at the inaugural session of the cooperative conclave in Patna. The traditional New Year festivals of Chaitra Sukladi, Ugadi, Gudi Padwa, Chedi Chand, Navre and Sajibu Chairoba are being celebrated in different parts of the country today. The day also marks the beginning of Chaitra Navratri. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings to the people on the occasion. On this auspicious occasion, Akashvani's YouTube channel Aradhana is presenting a series of special programs. The channel is offering an immersive spiritual experience for its listeners, which will continue till the 6th of April. The Ministry of External Affairs has informed that 5 Indian Air Force aircraft have landed in earthquake-hit Myanmar's Yangon and Naypyidaw as part of Operation Burma. The aircraft carried HADR materials, 60 para-field ambulance and NDRF personnel. The NDRF team will proceed to Mandalay today, becoming the first rescue team to reach the city for operations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to freedom fighter Shyamji Krishna Verma on his death anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the great revolutionary's sacrifice and dedication to the nation will always inspire the countrymen. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today wished the people of Rajasthan on their statehood day. In a social media post, President Murmu highlighted Rajasthan's glorious traditions, hospitality and diversity. In Arunachal Pradesh, Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Min along with Namsai MLA Chow Jingnu Namchum inaugurated Zivaka Hospital in Namsai today. In his address, Min extended his best wishes to Dr. Sufajing Namchum and the entire team of Zivaka Hospital, appreciating their noble initiatives to strengthen the region's healthcare services. Inspired by Zivaka Komarabacha, the renowned physician of ancient India, Zivaka Hospital is said to provide specialized medical services including general surgery, gynecology, pediatrics, infertility treatments and diagnostics. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.